Well, a lot, you know, like I said, my experience is very unique. Yes. Even when Gene Kahayun was here from the debut interviewing myself and all my friends, I mean, they couldn't believe the things that they were hearing. He was hearing, he and his co-writer were hearing about what went on the streets.
Well, you bring up a good point about sheltered, being sheltered. That's the experience of a lot of people.
That's the more common experience.
That's more common also here. And I think that's another reason why we have PYC, is to expose these young people to other experiences. Like, we had one young lady who was like 26 or something. She didn't know that Vallejo had a July 4th parade.
She's a teacher
in Vallejo.
She grew
up here. Born and raised here, but didn't know we had July 4th parade. Until we all participated in it, because PYC participates in the July 4th parade.
It's Vallejo's biggest community event. 20,000 people lined the parade route, and she never knew it.
But I think that's more common. There's lots of people that don't get the local paper.
That really blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because she's also a teacher, and she, you know, you think she knows a lot, and she comes off as like being very knowledgeable and
there's lots of kids too that whose parents are just want them to stay home and just be sheltered because they don't want them to be exposed to drugs and violence and teen sex, blah blah blah. They just have to come home and do, you know.
That's all parents, regardless.
Yeah.
Not just Filipino parents. I think that if you talk about sex, they're going to do it. I mean, that's why, that's one of the reasons why the religious right only want to teach abstinence-only programs in our schools.